P.S. Who am I speaking with?
I'm Hope Jones.
Hope and...
Melissa Jones.
And who's in there?
Caitlin and Daniel.
Did you all come specifically for the summer solstice tonight?
No.
No. We were trying to wake him up from a late nap.
Oh, yeah?
To the park. We saw
now,
all the cars.
You mean him, your husband, or...
No, the three-year-old.
I woke up from my late nap.
Did you? Yep, I like taking naps myself. Well, what do you think about this?
I like it. It's nice.
It's okay, yeah. I mean, anything for community.
Mm-hmm. Yep, well, I'm asking a couple of questions tonight. The primary sponsor for this summer solstice is a website and two ladies that their business is called The Goddess Effect.
Mm-hmm.
And since most of these people have answered my question, who is God, in many different ways, what would you say when I ask you that question, who is God?
The Creator.
Okay, can you be more specific? Because a lot of them have said that.
Be more specific. God is, he's the truth of the universe, the creator. Yeah, I mean, you know, you spend your whole life hoping to get to know God, you never meet him till you're finished. So, I mean, it's not something that you're going to be able to whip out and give out, anything, but my Judeo-Christian background, you know,
mm-hmm.
God
mm-hmm.
is love.
Mm-hmm.
And in all things where love is, God is in the midst. Mm-hmm. There's no love without God.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, if I had to pick one thing, you know, I would say that's what who God was.
Uh-huh. Okay, how are you?
Well, I think, you know, God is who a person wants God to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like if, you know, in any, I'm cool with any religion. I believe that everyone should have the right to practice their own religion and believe in their own gods, and it's God in heaven are who you make it.
Mm-hmm. So, what are you two going to teach your children about God? I'm just curious. That's not one of my questions.
Hmm. No, I mean, we both have a Christian background, but
uh-huh.
I'd like to teach them about otherworldly religions and, you know, uh-huh. so they can make up their own mind and choose mm-hmm. their own path.
Yep.
You know, my thing is, a lot of religions out there offer a good life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good life, and but I believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's one of those roads you can't make him take. I will teach him the kindness of Jesus. I will
mm-hmm.
teach him the wonderful things that he did. I'll teach him to be kind to his neighbors like that. I'll teach him to, you know, the community we were put here as, well, as the son of a Christian,
mm-hmm.
if you want to
mm-hmm.
use that term, to take care of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a right and a duty to take care of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
If he chooses to take that, I'm happy. If he doesn't, I love him, because
mm-hmm.
how can you stop?
Yeah, you can't stop loving your son.
Yeah.
So you have a boy in there and a little girl?
A boy and a little girl.
Yep, she's cute. She looks like her mama. That's right. Well, you know, one of my other questions, this is the last one I'll ask. My other question you've really already answered. And in the scriptures, in the Bible, God establishes law in Exodus chapter 20.
Mm-hmm.
And the question that I've been asking people tonight is, if God establishes law and lawbreakers sin and God judges sin, do you accept or reject that premise? Obviously, you would accept it. Is that right?
I accept it, yeah. That we're judged for our sins, you know
yeah.
what I mean? And really, unless you cover your sins with the blood of Jesus, you're going to fall short.
Right. That's the exclusive claim to truth in Christianity by Jesus is, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. And by God's grace, through faith in Jesus Christ, sinners are reconciled to God. Right. And how about you? Would you accept or reject that premise?
I guess I would. Okay. Give me your question again.
Okay. God has established law, the Ten Commandments, in Exodus chapter 20. And people who disobey that law and break that law are called sinners. And God judges sinners unless they accept the exclusive truth claim of Jesus, in that Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except by me, and people are saved by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Would you accept or reject that?
I would accept that. The Ten Commandments are great rules to live by. You know, they're mm-hmm. the premise of no one should murder or steal or one another man's wife. Or
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, good. Well, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And, looks like I ran out. No, I didn't. Well, thank you for talking to me.